James Carlton joins us now. Hello, James.
Hello, Fran. Look, Twitter and some press outlets are covering breaking news, or indeed breaking speculation, it's really only just happened, that a passenger on board a British Airways flight from London to Boston tried to storm the cockpit. As you can imagine, in the current climate, this is generating a great deal of attention. If you're listening in Eastern time, I can tell you the plane landed only half an hour ago, and there's a reliable source, it would seem, to the news, namely Massachusetts State Police itself, the Boston State Police. Its own Twitter account says British Airways Flight 213 reportedly on the ground, troopers on jet bridge to take custody of restrained passenger. Investigate incidents. Now, the press coverage says the individual and an unidentified woman was restrained during the flight. Her motive remains unclear. But British Airways has tried to just lend clarity to the story almost as we speak. It says, quote, a disturbed and unruly passenger tried to force one of the doors on the plane, but not the cockpit door. According to the airline, it was an exit door, and this triggered what they call a level 2 alert, which means there was some violence on the plane. In a statement, British Airways called the passenger unruly.
And in another statement, I think they're calling her intoxicated.
Yes, and they also say that the airline does not tolerate abusive behaviour under any circumstances on the flights. Now, the other news about today, the unwise Mufti. This is criticism of the Grand Mufti of Australia. He's depicted in the front page of the Daily Telegraph in Sydney as the monkey who can't see, monkey who can't hear, monkey who can't speak. You know that image of the hands over the eyes, the ears and the mouth. Sees no problem, hears no concerns, speaks no English. The unwise Mufti. Whose side is the Grand Mufti on, writes Janet Albrechtson. It's in the other papers as well. When I come back later this hour, I'm going to actually get into detail of what the criticisms of him are and what it is exactly that he said as well. And there's also been some church response, some archbishops and others who've been, and parish priests who've been saying some things about this, which I will bring you in some more detail later. But before I want to get to the other papers, we have State of Extremes in the Advertiser. Again, in the current climate, that may be a headline that pricks the ears, extremes, but in fact it's a weather story. South Australia on high alert as temperatures soar for the start of bushfire season. 39 degrees. Many of the papers covering the cricketer who's retiring. Johnson, so proud. Tears as Johnson calls time on a brilliant career, says the West Australian. Retirement's soft embrace, the Hobart Mercury. For years he has shouldered the Australian attack, but at the end of his 73 test career, Australian fastballer Mitchell Johnson opted for a lighter load, his daughter, Rebecca. What about the Australian Financial Review? Australia, US, no to more troops. We're going to hear about the meeting between the President and the Prime Minister shortly from Ali. And Robbo in lockdown. This is a Northern Territory news story. Police overnight hunt for rogue soldier claiming to be armed in bushland near army barracks. That's a story we can follow as well when I speak to you later, Fran.
Thanks very much, James. And just an update on that first story James is talking about there, the breaking story about the woman on the flight from London to Boston. There's a comment too, I think, from the police suggesting at the moment no known nexus with terrorism.